If you have a cat or you've been pregnant or both, you've probably heard of Toxoplasma gondii infection or toxoplasmosis. It's a parasite you can get infected with via cat poo or eating undercooked meat. And for most people, the symptoms are mild. Pregnant women are advised to be wary because it can cause birth defects. But it also seems to have an effect on the brain. Mice infected with Toxoplasma gondii are more likely to be bolder and less fearful, which gives cats an advantage as predators. But our big, strong human brains aren't going to be affected by this little parasite, are they? Think again. A new paper has pulled together previous studies and found the infection is linked to worse short-term memory, executive function and cognitive speed. Here to tell us just how worried we should be is one of the authors, Dr. Arjen Sutherland, a psychiatrist from the University of Amsterdam. Arjen, your paper found the degree of impairment was only mild. So why is this a problem?
Luckily, the impact of this parasite on our cognition is pretty mild, but about one third of the global population is currently infected with this parasite. And this meta-analysis builds on previous findings that we have reported as well, that we see in especially in patients with schizophrenia, but also patients with other psychiatric disorders, that this parasite is more prevalent, or the antibodies against this parasite, as well as in people who commit suicide attempts or are involved in traffic accidents. So that led us to investigate whether this parasite can also alter cognition in humans.
It's pretty scary to think that something that so many people seem to have encountered can have such big effects, even if drawing the line between them is a bit difficult. How worried should we be about it? What sort of things should we be doing differently?
Well, I think from all these findings, slowly you can see a picture that that this parasite can indeed have adverse effects on our health. And I think it's even though it's quite modest, it's still significant enough to try to prevent this infection, or to see if we can find ways that the infection rates will decrease.
How do you know that it's this parasite and not one of the other million things that go on in our bodies that would be driving this change?
That's I think still a difficult one, because when you have an association, you are not sure that it's also causally linked. We do know from animal studies that when warm-blooded animals are infected with this parasite, that their behavior changes, that their cognitive performances changes. So we have a strong indication that there is a causal link, but to date, we cannot be absolutely sure, but there is a lot of evidence pointing in that direction.
So the studies that you've done most recently have pulled together previous studies. So you're pulling together a fairly robust body of evidence. What do you wish people in the general public would understand about the work that you've been doing?
I think the pandemic has taught us that life forms try to get the better of other life forms constantly, all the time. And I think this parasite is no exception. It is a quite mild effect, so it's not that you should be terribly worried about your cognitive performance once you are infected. You probably wouldn't notice really the difference. It's just when you look at the population as a whole that you can really see a different picture emerging. So I think the take-home message is that for an individual, it might be difficult to see the negative consequences of this infection, but for our public health, it is an important finding.
Well, just as we got our head around one new pathogen, we've got another one to worry about. Ian Sutherland, thank you so much for joining us. Dr. Ian Sutherland is a psychiatrist from the University of Amsterdam. This has been the Health Report for another week. Norman and I will see you next week.